Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 22nd edition. First off, apologies for no episode yesterday. My internet was out for almost all of Tuesday, all the way until about sometime in the middle of the night when I was asleep. So it was very, very much impossible for me to get this all done, edited, and all that good stuff. So apologies for that, but we are back with you on this Thursday of action. Also, Ben's with Bubba, no Tuesday episode there. We'll be back with you guys on Thursday with Ryan Roof from RotoWire to talk about some more fantasy baseball actions. Go check out Ben's with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. You got MLB DFS Quick Hits right here to take care of your DFS needs. And also, if you like playing DFS and you like some prop bets, go check out Prize Picks. It's a great way to combine the two. You can do like DFS scoring. You can do different prop bets. You can mix sports together for your picks. You can do all kinds of great stuff. It's an awesome thing. I drop my picks in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat every day. Lots of fun stuff there. When you create an account, you sign up, use promo code Bubba, and once you decide to make your first deposit, you'll get a first-time deposit match up to $100. So go to Prize Picks, download the app, Prize Picks, in your app store, and use promo code Bubba when you create an account for a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. Also on Thursday, my written content at rotoballer.com will be the free DraftKings articles. Keep your eyes out for that one, as I'll be pumping that one out for you. But if you listen to Quick Hits, you won't even really need the article. That's the beauty of it all. We got eight games for you on this Thursday. Let's check out the totals we have for now on the slate. Braves, Phillies, total of 9. Rays, Indians, 9. Cubs, Cardinals, 8. Angels, Twins, 9. A's, Mariners, 8. Giants, Dodgers, 8. A couple games we don't have yet because of interesting pitching situations, which we will talk about now. Pitching on this slate, Walker Buehler's 10-5 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Buehler's been outstanding this year. We've been pumping him. We've been taking him. Even at Colorado, he dealt. He hasn't given up more than 3 earned runs in his last 10 starts. The strikeouts have started to really ramp up with consistency. 6 or more Ks in 6 straight starts. He's been a 20-plus point machine, 8 of his last 10 starts. Last start out against the Giants, 6 2/3, 3 hits, no earned, 7 Ks for 30 DK points. And he also faced him back in May, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 7 only 3 Ks for 14 points. And that's when he wasn't striking many guys out. The strikeouts have ramped up for Mr. Buehler. Like, we know the Giants can hit. That's no shocker. They strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And Buehler's great. Like, even if the Buehler gives up one or two like he did in Colorado, the strikeouts should be there to get the job done. So I'll pay 10-5 for Buehler, hoping for like a 20-point floor with the upside he brings to the table. Sean Manaea is in play at 96 against Seattle. If you want to go there, I will not be going there. Seattle will be a contrarian stack I like, but the angles you could use Manaea through a complete game shutout earlier this year against him. Seattle striking out 25% of the time versus lefties over the last month, hitting 235 with a 181 ISO and a 103 WRC plus. So if you want to go Manaea, like a lot of people will, you can. I kind of like the Mariners as a contrarian angle in this one. So keep that in mind when you're looking at that situation. After Manaea, you got Kenta Maeda at $9,000 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And Manaea has been great since coming off the IL. He has been really good, 17 or more points, or 16 or more points in 4 of his last 5 starts. He has 20 or more, or 18 or more in 3 straight starts. He's going 5-plus innings to start. Strikeouts have been there, 7 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. So Maeda is basically looking like the Maeda of old right now. And you get an Angels team which is scuffling outside of Ohtani and Walsh for the most part. An Angels team that is striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 258 average, 108 WRC+. So Maeda at 9K. I'm definitely a fan of. He's 81 on FanDuel. Very good price tag if you want to save some cash at pitching. So Kenta Maeda at 9K on DK is a guy I can definitely take advantage of. Looking for some GPP action here. Charlie Morton, $8,700 at the Philadelphia Phillies. We talk about it all the time with Morton. If he can limit the damage, he's great because he strikes out everybody. And that's exactly what it is. He usually goes 5-plus innings, usually 6 or 7. which is outstanding. He has 7 or more Ks in his last 6 starts, which allows him to have a floor of like 17 plus points, even when he's been giving up 4 or 5 runs in those starts, which is outstanding. So you got that going for you with Charlie Morton. It is a Phillies team we know can hit the ball pretty well at times. They're striking out 20.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. 239 average against 199 ISO, 103 WRC plus. It is Citizens Bank Park, which is very, very tricky. But I think Morton in tournaments is always a good look in those situations. If you want to go for some cheaper actions, Kim of St. Louis, Kwang Hun Kim of St. Louis, has been very, very productive of late. 6 or more innings in 3 straight starts. He's gone 5 or more in 4 straight. His last 3 starts, he has allowed 0 earned runs. He's allowed 1 run total in his last 4. And strikeouts are the only consideration. 1-7-2-5. That's the biggest thing with him. 16 or more points in his last 4 starts. Now you get a Cubs team that is striking out almost 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hitting 270 with a 148 ISO and a 114 WRC plus. So I think Kim is definitely in play at $8,100. I think he's a good cash game play with some tournament upside. I'd rather go Morton in the tournament because I think he's got that ceiling because of the strikeouts. But if Kim can reel off some Ks like he has in 2 of his last 4 starts, give me 5 or more. That's cool. And the Cubs do strike out a lot versus lefties. There's a lot to like there with Kim at $8,100. He should be popular, especially in cash games, but he is in play for you tonight. Chris Flexen was supposed to pitch on Wednesday as after an opener. He did not, so he's starting on Thursday against the Oakland Athletics. The A's bats have been kind of quiet of late, striking out 25% of the time versus righties in the last month, hitting 220 with an 86 WRC+. You got Chris Flexen, who's been very, very solid of late, kind of a quality start machine. He's gone 6 or more innings in 3 straight starts. He's gone 6 or more, actually, in 8 of his last 9 starts, which has been outstanding. He's got you 20 points in 6 of those 9 starts, 20-plus points. So Flexen at 76 makes for a nice value arm. Then I'll say Luis Patino and Cal Quantrill. Patino and Quantrill both have been going over 90 pitches the last start or two. They're both going up in great matchups against each other. You got a Cleveland team striking out 26% of the time versus righties with a 94 WRC+. And you got Tampa, who's striking out 26.3% of the time with a 102 WRC+. They're both dirt cheap. You got Patino at 65, Quantrill at 62. I like Patino over Quantrill, but both have tremendous upside. They all have risk because we've seen them get beat up at times too, but they also bring really nice upside to the table for you in those matchups. So recapping your pitching, I'm all in on Buehler. He owns the Giants. He owns everybody right now. If the Giants get him, kudos. Like, I'll be a happy camper. But give me Buehler at 10.5, my 8 at 9K I'm in play with. If you want to use Manaea, you can. I'm going to be fading Manaea. We'll get into that here when we talk about bats. Charlie Morton at 87, definitely a really good tournament play. Kim at 81, great cash game play with tournament upside. Then you got Flexen, Patino, and Quantrill down below. I'd rate them Flexen, Patino, and Quantrill in that order most likely. So that's where I'm looking at on the pitching side of things. All right, let's look at the bats on this slate. The catcher's position for you here. We got the JT Realmuto at 51 versus Morton. If you are fading Morton, not a bad look, but I'm not looking to fade Morton. I'd be looking at guys like Mitch Garver against Heaney at 44. Garver's come back from the IL, a couple home runs along the way. We love to fade Heaney, so you got that going for you. If you are fading Manaea, Luis Torrens is 4K. He went deep in Colorado on Wednesday. He's been mashing since he's come up from the minors. He's a strong play at 4K if he cracks the lineup. We'll get into other reasons why he might not farther down the catcher's position. But Torrens at 4K is definitely an option for you. Francisco Mejia has been swinging it really well. So if you're not using Quantrill, Mejia has put up double-digit fantasy points in back-to-back games. He's hit safely in 4 straight games. He has 6 hits over those 4 games, including 3 extra base hits. So we're starting to see Mejia hit a little better, kind of like the prospect pedigree we've been hoping for a long time with Francisco Mejia. Hopefully it's a sign of things to come. But he's a nice value at 3,600 versus Cal Quantrill. Cheaper options for you at the catcher's position. You can go below 3K, any of that guy, Christian Vasquez versus Montgomery at 29. Roberto Perez, if you're not using Patino's in play, at 29. But slide on down farther. You got Jorge Alfaro at 25 versus our buddy Blake Snell. We always love attacking Blake Snell. We know that one for sure. But the reason why Torrens should be DHing, because rookie Cal Raleigh's up, and Cal Raleigh can hit, folks. He was hitting great in AAA. First 3 starts, no hits. Goes 2-for-3 with a double, a 2 ribbies, a walk, and a run in Colorado. And it wasn't just a Coors Field thing. This kid can hit. So he's $2,400 if you want to go there. I like Torrens personally over Raleigh, but if you're looking to save cash, Cal Raleigh's $2,400. Torrens is 4K. That's where I'm differentiating the two. Thanks for the kind words, Gardner. Hope it keeps going well for you this time around. All right, first base position on this one. Otani's always in play. I like Maeda a lot, but Otani, I'm never going to tell you not to play. Pretty much one of the best hitters in baseball right now. And then Matt Olson also, he's crushing it. So if you're not using Flexen, Olson has double-digit fantasy points in five of his last six games. He's got four homers in those six games. So he's $5,900. If you want to go Olson, no problem. But I prefer Max Muncy if you're paying up here. He's got two home runs in his career versus Disco. He owns the Giants. First base, second base eligibility at $5,700, hitting .366 with four bombs over his last 10 games. Give me Muncy on this one. He's first base and second base eligible. I like some Dodgers tonight versus Disco. They have owned Discofani. Muncy is one of them, so keep him in mind. Going down cheaper, you can go Goldschmidt if you want. I believe he extended his history to like 15 games on Wednesday night. He just keeps getting it done time and time again. Double-digit points machine, 2-4-6 of his last 10 games. He's got you double digits. He's 53. Steep price tag, but he's in play for you. Jesus Aguilar is only 48 versus Snell. If you are fading Snell, Ags is in play for you. Jake Cronenworth at 45 versus Thompson. If you're stacking up San Diego, which is always a good stack, you go that route. Now, if you are on the Seattle fade train of a Manaea with me, one of your options is Ty France. He's $4,400, and he's been raking, hitting 508. No. 308. I'm blind. There was a smear on my screen. 308 over his last 10 games. He's been absolutely crushing the ball. Double digits in three of his last five. 4,400 for Ty France could be a nice one against Manaea. Again, these are tournament only. If you're willing to just go, hey, I'm putting $5 in on this one, I'm okay losing it, because Manaea is really good and he should deal against him. But it's kind of like how Robbie Reyes on Wednesday, I said on a different show I do in a different chat, that Boston's going to be low owned, so here's your chance. Well, that's why you play those angles if you want. If you want to fade the chalk arms, this is what you do. I'm guessing Manaea is going to be the chalk. Now, the reason why I'm not using the Giants versus Buehler is even if Buehler gives up a few runs, he rarely makes it where a stack pays off, like how the Red Sox scored seven with like five home runs. Very rarely, like the 1% likely outcome is when Buehler does that. Now, when it comes to Sean Manaea, 35%, 40% outcome where this happens. We've seen this from Manaea a few times. You don't see it very often with Buehler. So I think that's why I like that Seattle side of it a bit more. Some cheaper options, though, if you aren't using Patino, Bobby Bradley at 43 in tournaments stands out. Eric Hosmer versus Thompson. Cronenworth is first base and second base eligible, so you can play him and Haas if you so choose. Some cheaper options below the 4K range now. If for some reason you want to fade Buehler, Lamont Wade's 3,400, so he's a cheap option in there. But Bobby Dalbec, 24 versus Montgomery. Dalbec got a double for you on Wednesday night. He's 2,400. We like him versus lefties. If you are going to use him, that's what you got going. And the Jerickson Profar, I'll say this much. He's first base outfield eligible for San Diego. He's been playing a lot lately, and he is $2,000. He has double-digit points in his last two starts. If you're going full YOLO, first base outfield, Jerickson Profar, one of the best offenses in baseball, that should be a very favorable offense yet again. That's a free square, folks, if you're playing a stack of San Diego. Second base, you got Muncy, who we love, talked about it. But then Chris Taylor, second base shortstop eligible for the Dodgers. He's been crushing it since the All-Star break. He went deep again on Wednesday night. Phenomenal play at $5,400. So, like, Muncy and Taylor, they're expensive. I love both of them on Wednesday night or Thursday night if you're going that route. So Muncy, Taylor at second base, saving some cash though. Polanco went deep for the Twins on Wednesday. He's a good play versus Heaney if you're stacking those up. If you are fading Cal Quantrill, we love Brandon Lau versus right-handed pitching. Lau is 46 hundo. Mentioned Cronenworth at 45. Cesar Hernandez, he went deep on Wednesday as well. He's 42 versus Patino. But Ozzie Albies at 41 is criminally too cheap. This dude, all he does is hit. Seven more points on Wednesday with his double. He's just a machine right now. He loves facing lefties. He's $4,100 versus Matt Moore. That is way too cheap for Ozzie Albies. That is a great price tag. So keep him in mind for you. Kiki Hernandez, second base outfield eligible. He went deep again on Wednesday. Absolutely mashing the baseball. Four home runs over his last 10 games. He's averaging over 10 DK points over his last 10 games. He's $3,800, likely leading off for Boston. First, the lefty Montgomery. We know how much Kiki loves facing his lefties. So keep him in mind at only $3,800. That's a great, great price tag for you there. A couple more for you, though, as you go cheaper. There's not a ton. I'd go Joe Panic if he was facing a righty, but Brad Miller, 3K again. If he cracks the Philadelphia lineup, you can go that direction. Shed Long, if you're going real crazy with the Seattle stack, he's 27. I don't plan on getting that crazy, though. So I kind of want to keep it, around the Ozzie Albies, Kiki Hernandez section of the slate, and up. That's kind of where I want to be at second base tonight. Third base position now, Justin Turner's day-to-day. We got Rafael Devers went deep again on Wednesday. He hits lefties just fine. He's 5,600 in your Boston stacks. Arenado, Machado, if you're stacking, sure. I prefer Devers out of all those personally, just for the matchup and the situation. But Josh Donaldson at 5K, good history versus Heaney. We love him versus lefties in general. So keep Donaldson on your mind at 5,000. That's a good spot there versus Heaney. Kyle Seager hits lefties fine if you're going there. Austin Riley at 44. Joey Wendell at 43 is another nice one for your Rays stacks potentially. Further down, though, man, there's not a lot of value at these positions. You know, the outfield always has value. Catcher's position has some value. But second base and third base, not a ton right now. Maybe some stuff will pop up when we see some lineups, but nothing really at these first looks here. Shortstop position, Tatis in play every day. Went deep again on Wednesday. The dude's a freaking monster. Yeah, Chris Taylor at 54. Love him in that game. Swanson's okay at 48 if you're going there. Not it's his price is getting steep, but he's in play. Like J.P. Crawford at 41. Good piece of Seattle stacks for you. Gleyber Torres, 3,600. Wanted to mention him. Went deep again on Wednesday night. The dude has three homers in his last four games, so he's really crushing it outside the All-Star break. He's got double-digit fantasy points in four of his last five games. Maybe the second half is the second half of Gleyber, and where you're going to get him. I was preaching in the first half. He's too cheap. He kept letting us down. And, you know, he's still going to have his down games. It's Gleyber Torres. Let's be real about it. But $3,600 against Tanner Houck, who won't go long in that game. Then he got Red Sox bullpen. You got a rivalry game, $3,600. Not a bad tournament play. Almost cash viable at that price point, but not a bad tournament play. That's for darn sure. So I don't mind Gleyber at 3,600 if you're looking for a little bit cheaper action at the shortstop position. Outfield, Mookie Betts is day-to-day. We'll see whenever he comes back. But Shohei, Harper, Nelly Cruz at 55 versus a lefty, and Heaney I like a lot. Same with Mitch Haniger at 53 versus Manaea. Haniger is just having a heck of a season, hitting 378 over his last 10 games with five home runs, averaging 14 DK points per game over his last 10 games. He's gotten over 10 DK points in six of his last 10, so he's outstanding at 53. Starling Marte is great at 52 versus Snell. He's hitting 300 over his last 10 games. He's got 8, 17, 13, 32, 3, 14 since the All-Star break. So Marte at 52, really good cash game play. It's just tough to stack up Miami because they're so beat up. But it is Blake Snell, so grab him and have some fun. Randy Rosarena might be your best play if you're paying up at 48. The dude is on straight fire. Two more home runs on Wednesday. He's got three homers in his last two games. He got double-digit points in three of his last three games, multi-hit games in his last three games. And you look at like his Statcast numbers, his hard hit, his barrels over that time, he is scorching hot at the plate right now. So Rosarena at 48 is someone that really, really stands out. You got, you know, Will Myers if you're doing San Diego. I mentioned Brandon Lau. But another guy that's kind of too cheap for this situation, J.D. Martinez at 4,400. Versus Montgomery. Martinez coming off a 21-point game on Wednesday night, 22 on Tuesday night. He has multi-hit games and back-to-back games, really swinging a good stick right now. So JD at 44 versus the lefty Montgomery is a really good price point. And that one, Franmil Reyes, always tournament viable at 43 versus Patino. If you're fading flex and lower, I know at 42 is not a bad tournament play. AJ Pollock is on fire right now. He's 41. That's kind of a cheaper Dodger for you, which is kind of nice. There's not a ton of cheap Dodgers. So Pollock at 41 does have some serious appeal for you. If you are fading Bueller, Yastrzemski at 4K is not bad. He took your riots deep on Wednesday. So he has some upside. Austin Meadows at 4K versus Quantrill, if you're fading Quantrill, is a good price point as well. Max Kepler hits lefties just fine. He went deep on Wednesday night. He's 39 if you're using some Twins versus Heaney. Kepler is a good left-handed bat to use to be able to contrarian in that build with Donaldson and Cruz and company. Mentioned Kiki Hernandez at 38. Love that play. Love him at that price point. Some of these guys are values because they're just too cheap for their situation. Like Trent Grisham at 3,700 is way too cheap for a San Diego piece. We talk about Profar at 2K. Grisham should be like 45 like Will Myers is. So Grisham at 37 is a value as well. Some other guys at the outfield position, if you're feeling it down here, like Orlando Arcia of Atlanta is only 3,400 versus the lefty Moore. You got Verdugo who hits lefties fine. He's 3,400. Dylan Carlson's kind of heating up. He's 31. He's probably not my favorite player. I'd rather pay 3K for Hunter Renfroe versus Montgomery. I like that much more in a tournament. That's a good value at 3K for Hunter Renfroe. Greg Allen's been hitting everything right now. He's up to $2,800. Talked about him in my Rotoballer value article yesterday. He put up 21 more points. Or no, he I don't got tonight's. I think he had like 14 or 15 points on Wednesday night, but 21 on Tuesday, 16 on Sunday. He's hit safely in all five games since he got called up. So he's playing well at 2,800 bucks. Good matchup for Tanner Houck and that Red Sox bullpen. Some other values below down here. You got like Brandon Marsh at 25 versus Maeda. If you need to go that direction, Oscar Mercado's doing okay. He's 24, gets on base and steals some bags for Cleveland. Jankowski for Philadelphia at 23. If you're looking for a mega punt, I doubt Jaron Duran plays because he hasn't been starting versus lefties. If he does, he's 2,200. I'd be intrigued by that if he does start, but probably won't in that matchup. And then other than that, you have to check lineups because a lot of these guys are matchup dependent. Like Profar at 2K stands out as a very, very intriguing value play at the position. All right, let's recap the pitching on this 8-game Thursday slate for you. Got Walker Buehler at 10-5. Love him. Love him. Love him. Kenta Maeda at 9K is my next choice. If you want to go Manaea at 96, I get it. I'm just on the fade Manaea train, hoping he's chalky and going from there. If for some reason, this is why I have the Fantasy DJ in Slack chat, if we see by like a couple hours before lock that he's not chalky, it'll make me want Manaea much more. But I'm assuming he's going to be very popular because people will see how well he's done of late and how he had a complete game shut out with like 8 or 9 Ks against him his last time out. People look at that stuff. And I think we could definitely get some high-owned Manaea, some low-owned Seattle action there. Other guys look at love Charlie Morton in a tournament at 87. I think Kim was a phenomenal cash game play at 81 with some tournament upside. And you got Flex and Patino and Quantrill down below. If you're stacking up on this slate, Atlanta versus Matt Moore is definitely there. Freeman's fine versus lefty. Love Albies versus lefty. You got guys like Orlando Arcia. You got Riley. You got Guillermo Heredia for cheap. You got Swanson. There's different ways to differentiate your lineup in that regard. San Diego versus Miami, always there. Tatis will be the most popular. We got Machado, Grisham, Pham, Myers. I think Grisham and Cronenworth could make you a little lower owned in that one, but all really, really good plays. And then Profar is only 2K. Profar can make you super different. Yankees and Boston, both really, really much in play there. I like Boston more so with Kiki Hernandez, JD Martinez, Devers, those kind of bats there I'm a big, big fan of. But see what lineup comes out. Maybe you get a Duran for 2,300 bucks versus lefty and comes in low owned. You got your Chavises, you got your Dahlbacks. You got some cheap pieces there, but really like Kiki, really like JD. Then Devers would be like my third guy if I had to cherry pick those. You could go Tampa Bay or Cleveland. I love a Rosarena, period. If you are attacking Quantrill, Lau, Wendell, Meadows, Mejia is a really good value catcher in that situation. But love a Rosarena, even as a one-off. Randy Rosarena is a really, really good price on that one. A couple others for you. The Minnesota versus Heaney, Cruz, Donaldson are your top two plays. Then you can mix in your Keplers, your Polanco's, see what else comes through there. But maybe a Garver if you want. But Donaldson and Cruz is who you want to start with. Dodgers versus the Giants, Muncy, Taylor are my top two plays. They're expensive. And then you got Pollock at 41. Those would be my top three. See how the lineup builds around that because you'll find some value here and there that gets put out. And then lastly, I'm going to go with Seattle versus Oakland as a contrarian build, hoping for some popular Manaea action, starting with the likes of France and Haniger, Torrens behind the plate. You could go Cal Raleigh for value like we talked about, and then some other pieces there depending on how the lineup comes out. So that's where I'm looking right now. Dodgers and Padres, one of my favorite stacks. Boston and Atlanta right behind them. But I think Minnesota, Dodgers, lots of good stuff there. Also pitching, Buehler is my guy. To Sean V's question, he says, why is Houck 4K severe mispriced? The reason why Houck is 4K is, yes, the DK algorithm is screwed up from time to time, but also Houck is not stretched out. He's probably only going to go 2 to 3 innings. That's why he's 4K. If for some reason he goes 5+, you got a freaking bargain. So if you want to use Houck and hope he goes deep, you can do that. But he's legit. Like I'll look it up again right now. But they've talked about it. They're going to slowly work him back into the rotation. When he was working in the minors, I'm pulling up his game logs for you right now. And this is why, if you want to watch the video on the Rotoballers YouTube channel, I stream it live for you guys so you can come ask questions in here. In his last outing against the Yankees, he went 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. He went 5 innings once in the bigs, but his previous minor league outing, he's 3 1/3, 4-4, 3 2/3, 3-3. He's got to be very, very efficient to go 5, like you're saying. Very, very efficient, which the Yankees will take pitches. So if he somehow gets to five innings, he's going to be a super deal at 4K. So if you want to use him, and he's gone five innings one time this year when he got a start, one. So if you want to use him, go for it. I'm not going to tell you not to. I'm just preparing for three, maybe four innings max. If he can get it for you, great. I think there's enough savings on the slate. I can take more stability elsewhere. But if you want Hauk, I get your logic. I'm just don't be guaranteeing five innings because it's not a for sure thing with him, because they've made a point that they want to work him back into the rotation. So we'll see. If he throws five innings, phenomenal deal. You're dead on with that. So it's a GPP play for sure if you want to roll the dice on that one. But all right, everybody, that'll wrap us up on this 8-game Thursday slate. Hope you guys have a good one. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Hit us up in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. It is free. For your season-long fantasy baseball, go check out Bench with Bubba. Also, go check out Prize Picks. Great way to play DFS meets prop picks. It's a really cool thing. Download the app. When you create your account, use promo code Bubba. And that means when you make your first deposit, you can get a first-time deposit match up to $100. I drop my picks daily in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. Check out my article on rotoballer.com on Thursday, the free DraftKings picks, and much, much more. I'll be back with you guys on Friday. But for now, good luck. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 22nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.